Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. Oh, I got the wrong one. Well, here we go. Chiloquin, okay, The Word from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson, simulcast on IndianaFreedomTalkRadio.com, the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, oh my goodness, it's, oh, I better do it just in case he's. Just because I like the weasel. It's Weasel Wednesday, people. It's the 30th day of August, 2017. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 70 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 82 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. Smoke, it's worse than it was yesterday. And I'll tell you guys a little bit about yesterday when we get back from these messages from our most outstanding sponsors. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Dr. Bones here. Are you prepared to deal with medical issues in a disastrous situation? What would you do if medical help was not on the way? The Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook is over 400 pages of how-to advice written in plain English. You'll learn to handle all the likely medical issues you'll encounter in times of trouble. And it's not just the conventional medical wisdom. We talk about alternatives like essential oils, medicinal herbs, and other home remedies. Make the Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook a part of your survival library. And don't forget, Nurse Amy and I have medical kits, suture materials, instructional DVDs, and other items that'll help you keep it together even if things fall apart. Check them out, as well as 200 articles on medical preparedness, survival gardening, and other alternative remedies on our website at www.doomandbloom.net. Never think doom and gloom, think doom and bloom.
These men.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then. Like I said, you know, the smoke is, I didn't think it could get worse. And I got to wonder at what point, you know, they're evacuating people down in Texas to keep them from dying from breathing water. I wonder just how bad the smoke would have to get before they would, would they even do it to just let people die? It is unbelievable, people. Yesterday after I got off the air, I went down. We couldn't take it no more. I just called my son and borrowed some money from him, had him transfer it to my PayPal account. And Laura and I went to town to get an air purifier. And so we got when we got about 10 miles out of Klamath, the air started clearing up because we got south of the big fire over on Pelican Butte. And it was, you know, there was still smoke in there in Klamath, but man, it was a difference of night and day. You could almost breathe. So we, yeah, go ahead.
You know, when I drove over to Burns and passed the Malheur Reserve, I was looking at Southern Oregon, and I was like, damn, it looks like California. Yep. It looks like smoggy L.A. It's like, yep. What the hell is going on here? You know, I thought my eyes were going bad, and I had to put drops in them, but, yeah, it was freakish.
Well, you go out there right now, and I'm telling you, it's like an orange. The sun is just orange. You can look right at it. I mean, I was looking at it. It's just an orange ball. That's how bad it is. And like I said, we got up to the other side, about 10 miles this side of Klamath Falls, and it got cleared up. And when we got into town, I mean, it was still there's still smoke in the air, but hell, you could see buildings, you could see the sky. And so we went and got the air purifier. And we're heading back, and I mean, we dropped just over the first hill down to Algoma Flats, and I'll be goddamned, I looked over across the flats. It's like where they diked off a portion of the bottom of the lake, and there's a road that runs parallel to 97. It swings out along the bottom of the mountain, and there's some ranch houses and stuff out there. And I look out there, here's a column of smoke going up. And I look in here is two huge hay barns, I mean, blazing on fire, and the fire has already leaped up onto Hagelstein Mountain, and I mean, this is a steep mountain, and the fire is headed up over the mountain. So we got another fire, people. And I mean, today, I mean, it's just unbelievable. But the air purifier, I mean, it saved us. I mean, we brought it in and, you know, got it running. And within an hour, we're like, whoa, we can breathe.
Yep. I've had two fires last night outside of the hills here. You know, and I'm just sitting there going, damn, these people really need some overtime, don't they?
Oh, well, you know, this one here, because it's so close to Klamath, right away there's goddamn helicopters with, you know, dropping water, and they're trying to do something about it because, I mean, it's just over the, I mean, it's right there by Klamath. And then all the Californians went up back in there and on Old Fort Road and bought properties through there in the forest, and the son of a bitch is on fire. So now that, you know, they're going to go and they're going to work their ass off to put that one out. But the one across the lake that is, you know, choking us down here, that is, I mean, just filling this, I mean, we're in the upper end of the basin. All the wind blows from like the south and the west here, mainly. And so it's just, I mean, we're just flat ass choked in. It's a big bowl in the mountains and we can't breathe.
Blame it on Mother Nature. You know, it's that lightning. Oh.
Blame it on damn government.
It's
like right down here in Texas, one of my neighbors, his land bumps up to the BLM land. I mean, it touched like 1 foot from the edge of his house.
Yep.
And he tried to mow a fire break, and they arrested him. Hey, you cannot touch their land.
It did same shit here, right? Just outside of Chiloquin here, there were some people that were trying to cut a fire break because, you know, if this thing lights up, I mean, I've had right here where I live, I kid you not, one time this hill, I mean, it's about 50 yards to the top of the edge of the berm here, and then about another 100 yards, the hill was on fire, that close to the house. I had a boride bomber come in, I boride on my house. That's how close they were. And after that happens,
the same neighbor, the BLM goons, they came up, and he has a little bitty wiener dog, and they enticed his dog. They called him to come over, and that dog stepped foot on that land. I'm talking about land that's endless. It's millions of miles, endless. And they worry about 1 foot. And they called that dog over, and they give him a $300 ticket for the damn dog touching their land.
Oh, yeah. It's not their land. It belongs to us. The whole goddamn thing's a sham. And I'm telling you, people, I've lived here all my life, and there was never fires like this. I mean, I have to, you know, I was looking down the list of the fires that go from north to south, just west of where I'm at here. I mean, this I'd say a wall of fire. I ain't shitting you. Go look at the maps of Oregon. It is a wall of goddamn fire almost up to Salem. And so, you know, I'm looking at it, and some, you know, lightning cause here, unknown. And then, you know, but most of them were just unknown what started them, and some under investigation. But I'm telling you, I'll tell you who's coming in here, who's making the money, is these goddamn work crews owned by Mexicans. And I got it. I mean, this goddamn place is burning. And then they tell you the one over in Pelican Butte, it's up in a wilderness area. So there, it's not going to be contained. No containment until October 15th. You can expect this shit clear to October 15th. And I mean, by then, it'll be the rains that do it.
The Jews are behind it. The same thing here. That this hurricane, what they've stated all along, Agenda 21. They don't want people living here. They want you in a little apartment in town, and that's what they got plenty of right now. They, like, I went down the street this morning, and I had 6 or 8 bottles of 5-gallon bottles of water, just asking all my neighbors. You know, I mean, I pulled a wagon down the road, 1 foot over the road, the water is, and I asked them. Anybody need, you know, I got extra water, and I gave out those. But I talked to the one at the end, and he called for government help, and they said they come get him, but they won't bring him nothing, no water, nothing. They'll come get you, and they'll move you out. They want you out of here.
You goddamn right they do. You know, the thing is, they don't want the idea of anybody owning property. I mean, like you say, they want you in one of their rental units where you're paying them just to goddamn live. Here, you know, here it's more, you know, they have a saying here that it's a black force, green wallet. And they've been caught, you know, lighting fires and stuff. But I mean, what I'm seeing here is just, I mean, when I was a kid, you know, they had lightning all the time, just as much as it does now. And you didn't have 50 frickin' fires, you know. The little places would catch and people go up and put it out. But they'll go up there and let it get burning good.
The thing, like Chad says, like, you're paying these motherfuckers to protect us.
Yeah.
Right? Now get your ass out there and build these fire breaks. Quit sitting on your ass eating donuts, you know, rolling down these back roads and shit. You know, it's maddening.
All they're doing on that Pelican Butte fire, because it is, can't be touched because it's wilderness area, but there'll be salvage logging now. There's big, huge timber up in there. And so they're standing on the edges watching it burn, you know, keeping it back from the road, you know, the main road through there, which you can't even see to drive down, the son of a bitch. But, you know, it's, like I said, it got so disgusting here. I mean, we had to go get the purifier, and we didn't realize, I mean, you feel tired. You just want to lay down and sleep. You feel like you got a real bad flu because you're not getting enough goddamn oxygen. And I mean, after it ran about an hour, we're like, whoa, man, God, you realize what you've been going through for a couple of months now. And you look across, I can see across the living room. I can see my TV. Goddamn, that smoke was pretty thick in here. But I mean, and it all comes down to goddamn mammon. It comes down to the worship of mammon, the goddamn never-ending pursuit, and they don't care who they kill, who they poison.
Yep.
And you know, when you're breathing this shit, you're breathing burning poison oak, everything in the forest, and that's the smoke. My nephew, he lives out at the lake, and ash was falling on his house or his trailer that he lives in. That's how bad it is here. And they don't give a shit, man. That fire is money, contracts.
That's right.
Oh, Lordy. Anyway, getting that out of the way. Bookmark this. Over 400 links Google doesn't want you to visit. This is from Government Slaves. It was sent in by some crazy guy named Charlie Walker. For discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. The war on truth has reached a fever pitch as Google has made it their mission to annihilate the independent media. The new media, led by the likes of InfoWars, Breitbart, Natural News, and Natural News, and many other great independent sites, will have an uphill battle when it comes to getting their content in front of readers. You know, and Charlie said,
"Congratulations, you make the list."
Well, I don't know that it's so goddamn good, Charlie. I mean, I don't want to be on a list with InfoWars. They're goddamn shills. I mean, I want to be separated from all of these assholes. I mean, ban me, but ban me because we tell the goddamn truth. You know, Breitbart and InfoWars and these guys, you know, they have an agenda. These are Trumpers, man. These people are the new mainstream media, in my opinion.
Henry.
Yeah.
I don't care what list you're on. I'll still hate you just as much as I did before.
That's all I could ever ask from anybody. You know, but it's telling what's going on. This has been happening to us long before Alex Jones started bitching about it. I mean, when they remove you from Google News and they tell you they're doing it, why? Because you're attacking Obama and the threats come right out of Illinois. We'll shut you. We're going to shut you down if you don't stop this. And then we're going to shut you down this weekend because you didn't stop it. You might as well start a new site. I mean, it's blatant. And, you know, you never hear about it until it starts hitting like InfoWars, you know, multi-million-dollar operations and shit. But, you know, we've been taking it down here with the rest of us in the trenches. We've been taking this shit a long time. And, you know, here it is, you know, if it was the right wing or the left wing, you know, you got your goddamn collectives out there, there would be something done about this. You can't do that kind of business, you know. Google has announced they will be doubling down on their Orwellian practice of making stories disappear from their monopolistic search engine outlined in their Gestapo. Like 160-page handbook, Google describes exactly how they plan to suppress any information they deem unfit for readers. Highlighted at the bottom of page 108, Google states, pages that directly contradict well-established scientific or medical consensus. You know, I've talked about it before when I pulled my two youngest boys, when I finally pulled them out of school and just said, no more, you're homeschooling. Yeah, my son Jesse, I mean, a bona fide genius, man. Right now he holds a doctorate in physics and math. He worked on lasers for the Naval Department while he was in school, Dean's List, the whole nine yards. But he was having problems in school, and I had to go get over there and see what these problems were. And the problem was he wasn't going along because, you know, they were putting these kids in little groups. They put their desks together, and they wanted them to come up with a consensus. And he wouldn't go along with a consensus because he knew what the facts were. He insisted on the facts.
Stop resisting.
Exactly, man. And so, you know, a scientific or medical consensus does not make anything a fact. That means a bunch of assholes have agreed on the propaganda they're going to put out. For queries seeking scientific or medical information, unless the query indicates the user is seeking an alternative viewpoint, you mean the truth instead of the propaganda that is put out there by the propaganda, the Ministry of Truth? Pages that directly contradict well-established historic facts. Oh, you mean like that's the stuff we're talking about, why they're trying to get rid of the any documentation on the so-called Civil War, the War of Northern Aggression, because, you know, the fact that the 14th Amendment could have never been written, that there was no authority, that that's when the people were subjugated by an illegal government, and we've been subjugated ever since. I love this unsubstantiated conspiracy theories. Unless the query clearly indicates the user is seeking an alternative viewpoint. So it's just go along, and you stay in the little niche, and you get to have your vacation every year until it's your turn to walk out to the ditch, that is. These two guidelines... Go ahead.
They don't want you to know that Lee Harvey Oswald and McVeigh or CIA agents, they call it the best truth. It's not the truth, but the best truth. And then also I wanted to bring up, when I met my neighbor right across the street from me, he introduced himself as a peace officer, and he's 91 years old. He was a Texas state trooper for 65 years.
Wow.
So we had some interesting conversation. I was like, do you call yourself a peace officer? You know that there's not supposed to be state troopers anyway.
Yeah, I mean, and illegally created, I mean, originally created as the governor's personal bodyguard. And then, we're going to make them, they're out there highway patrol. They're out there if your car breaks down or you find yourself in dire straits on the highway, here comes one of those nice guys in the, standing 10 foot tall in the blue uniform, and they're just there to help. They got a gas can in the trunk, and, you know, they're going to put some gas in your car.
He said that they would only hire you if you were over 6 feet, and he, you know, he snuck in there, but that you're right about being tall.
They were. I'm telling you, first started driving, you know, I got stopped one time. I was, you know, speeding down the road. Yeah, young kid. I'm just speeding. I was doing it. You know, that's why I was doing 75 miles an hour and supposed to have been doing 65 or something. I think it's just before they put the 55 thing in. But, you know, and the first time I'd ever encountered a state police, you know, and you know, of course, you know, if you're hitchhiking, you know, the damn it, them state police would pick you up and take you into town. I mean, and like I said, you know, they pull me over, and the guy comes up, and he's just the most polite, six foot, a giant of a man, and polite, called me sir, mister. And you know, when I'm sitting here, a 15-year-old kid, you know, and he didn't write me a ticket, you know, said, yeah, just slow it down a little bit, you know, and that's why everybody accepted it. Because, you know, if you, like when, you know, your wife would be out there, you know, maybe go to town or back or something. If something would happen, you know, you the women were told, you know, pick your hood up on your car, get in the car and lock the car. State police will be along in a bit. A highway patrol, that's what they were called. A highway patrol will be along in a bit. And then, you know, you didn't have to worry about people. They did. They, you know, they sold you a bill of goods. And as soon as they
that's
got it, go ahead.
Didn't go against the grain. When that 55-mile-hour limit came out, those states, the first, they gave me a ticket for 61 in a 55.
Oh yeah, when they finally got it in that. Well, you know, it's most of the roads here, it's still 55. They just now, I think last year, put parts of 97 back up to 65 miles an hour. But they kept it because it gave them the means to, you know, for a rolling checkpoint. Nobody's going to drive 55 miles an hour, and they know it. So anybody they want to pull over, they just, well, pick and choose, you know. Go ahead, Flea.
You guys remember when they made the speedometers stop at 85?
yeah, wasn't that something? Well, you know, these newer cars with the chips and stuff, you know, they have them governed back, and they, you know, if you buy a car, financed, if you finance a new car, well, I don't know, this is some time back, somebody told me, but if you finance a new car back then, you couldn't change the chip. It was governed back. I mean, I rode in one, I'm trying to remember who it was, but they floored it. And I mean, it was like one of these Dodges with these, one of these little diesel, motors in it. Man, that son of a bitch would scream. And it gets up to I think it was 90 or 100, and it just, whoom, that's it. That's as fast as it would go. And I know on the trucks, a lot of the trucks, the fleet trucks out there, they have governors on them where they'll only get up to 60 miles an hour, and that's as fast as that son of a gun to go, which is, you know, pain in the ass when you're trying to hit a hill hard or what might have you. But at any rate,
or you're trying to pass a ranch, or you know,
or a Volkswagen, yeah, exactly, man.
we just take the truck down to Johnny Diesel and have him turn it up a bit, Henry.
That's
a $100 bill will do miracles.
You betcha. Yeah, well, you know, that's it's just like everything else. They make these regulations and shit, and of course, as Americans, nobody's gonna tell us what to do. We're not gonna obey your rules. And so that's just like here, you know, the new rigs. It didn't take long until there was a place you could go and get your microchip, your IC chip, integrated circuit chip, and get it changed or another one put in, or somebody plug a computer in it and open it up so it'll run, you know. But it's incrementalism, you know, getting to the point to where, you know, where there are these driverless cars. You won't even be in control of a vehicle. You won't be able to speed because you won't be driving the son of a bitch.
Yeah, these people, it's like, it's getting back to the old Dukes of Hazzard. You got to get hillbilly on them.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? You got to sit there and it's not like you don't want to break the law. They force you to be an outlaw.
Well, yeah, and then that's the whole idea, is to make everybody an outlaw. Then you got another hand in their pocket. I mean, it's about the fleecing, you know, the highwaymen out when they can't take money. They've passed tax levy after tax levy, and the people just go, I got no more to give you. We're not passing any more tax levies. Shut the school buses down. Shut the goddamn schools down. We're not paying. I mean, it's like now, everybody, you're going to shut the government down? Woohoo! Let's do it. And then, you know, then the next thing you know, here they are. The bandits are out on the road picking your pockets, pulling you over, you know. And again, you know, the state police, it started out as the 6-foot-tall gentleman that would, you know, the guy that you felt better for him being out there. Now they're goddamn Gestapo, man. They got guns. They're, you know, whipping out their pistols, and they're shaking and, you know, ready to blow your goddamn brains out, pulling you over for your license plate light was out. You might be a terrorist.
Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
Why have you seen any of these 747 bombers out there laying down the herd on these fires? I mean, my God, I know they're out there. Why the hell aren't they using them?
I don't know. I don't know if they're so spread out so thinly. I know that, you know, the one that broke out yesterday next to Klamath, they had a helicopters. You know, they have the helicopters here. Usually you get a fire here. I mean, wasn't that many years ago you had a fire here? I mean, you'd constant a stream of helicopters because there's water all over the place here, and they dip the buckets in there, go dump it on the fire. They're actually trying to put the goddamn thing out. Now it's just like they want it to burn because all the logging has been, shut down by federal lawsuits. But that salvage logging, now if they can get the fire to burn through there, and this old growth timber, you have a fire, if you got real, like manzanita and not real dry, you can go up into some of these forests in the driest part of the year and just pull the pine needles back a ways, and you're going to have moist soil.
Yeah. We can nuke North Korea into nothing.
You bet.
But we can't put out a fucking fire? Come on now.
They could put these fires out. Like I said, they want them to burn. All it'll do is scorch the bottom of the trees. It will not kill the trees. I've seen this happen up on the Lone Pine fire. I mean, thousands of acres of it. This tall ponderosa, it was some of the most worthwhile. Valuable wood. Valuable trees you could have. And it just scorched around the bottom of them, a fire through the woods. The Indians used to burn every year so that there wouldn't be fire hazard. You'd burn the underbrush out and things would grow back. There was ferns here once upon a time. But now, they'll burn it through and it won't kill the trees, but it was a fire. So we're going to have some salvage logging going on here. We got to have to salvage that timber before it goes bad. Bullshit. The trees aren't dead and they won't be dead, but they will cut them down. I mean, any port in a storm, they'll make bank. It's just like this thing down there in Texas. They're going to make bank on supposedly fighting the fires when all they're doing is controlling them to burn where they want them to burn. And then they're going to make bank on...
We got to build some more ghost cities over in China.
There you go. And then they'll make money on the replant, the reprod, after they cut out the big trees. And they just go on doing what they want to do. It's just like the immigration thing. We come to the point where, this is illegal. We're not going to have it. Well, then they're refugees. We're going to bring them in anyway. I mean, it's become such a circle jerk that it ain't even funny anymore. And they're not fooling anybody. Anyways, guys, we're down at the bottom of the hour. We're going to take our bottom of the hour break. We'll be back in about 8 minutes. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Dr. Bones here. Are you prepared to deal with medical issues in a disaster situation? What would you do if medical help was not on the way? The Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook is over 400 pages of how-to advice written in plain English. You'll learn to handle all the likely medical issues you'll encounter in times of trouble. And it's not just the conventional medical wisdom. We talk about alternatives like essential oils, medicinal herbs, and other home remedies. Make the Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook a part of your survival library. And don't forget, Nurse Amy and I have medical kits, suture materials, instructional DVDs, and other items that'll help you keep it together even if things fall apart. Check them out, as well as 200 articles on medical preparedness, survival gardening, and other alternative remedies on our website at www.doomandbloom.net. Never think doom and gloom, think doom and bloom.
Divergent Flavor Labs introduces our all-original e-juice flavor line made from pure 100% kosher USP food-grade ingredients. Whether it's our flavored tobaccos like Calypso or our amazing bakery flavors like Crumbiliumptious, Divergent Flavor Labs' handmade all-original flavor line will never disappoint. Available exclusively through VaporsRebellion.com.
Thank you. Mama, take this badge from me. I can't use it anymore. It's getting dark to see. I feel I'm knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Oh. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Mama, put my guns in the ground. I can't shoot them anymore. The cold cloud is coming around. And I feel I'm knocking on heaven's door.
Listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:37 Pacific time, and that was raining with Knocking on Heaven's Door, which is how we feel about Wednesday, especially with the goddamn smoke. And we were, you know, going over this, bookmark this, over 400 links Google doesn't want you to visit. And, you know, the list of links is, you know, we had it on the site yesterday. And, you know, no, this is what it's coming to, people. I mean, you know, it was years that we endured this before, you know, Alex Jones started complaining because, you know, he can complain and people can listen. But, I mean, when you jump in with just the truth, I mean, the people on Facebook, now they're outraged. Man, we've been outraged for years. We were the first to be hit with this shit. These two new guidelines provide Google should set off alarm bells to anyone who has a thirst for knowledge or anyone that has the audacity to examine both sides of the topic. Imagine only being able to see and hear the corporate narrative on such important issues like vaccines, 9/11, holistic health, the Kennedy assassination, climate change, banking alternatives, and many other important matters, and that is only scratching the surface. This information from Google's handbook was first uncovered by Melissa Dykes at TruthStream Media, who made a great video that eloquently breaks down the importance of this complex issue. As bad as this news sounds, there is a bright side. We have solutions, people. We just have to break the habit of being slaves to Google regime. First, we can stop using Google altogether and start using some great alternatives out there, like Good, Gopher, DuckDuckGo, Yandex, Cerex Me, and Quant.com. The second and most important thing we can do is go old school and start bookmarking sites again, something I have been doing for years. This will cut out the middleman, Google, and enable you to see all the great information from thousands of independent journalists that Google is trying to suppress. And I mean, like I said, you know, if this was you were suppressing the communism, boy, you'd have a communist movement against it. If you were suppressing the the National Socialism, you'd have, you know, power and money behind it, like Alex Jones. I mean, when it got to Alex Jones, you start, I mean, that's when the law firms kick in, you know, Mr. Patriot, so-called Patriot, you know, the system would go to work for his multi-million-dollar, billion-dollar operation. High school students petition for removal of T-shirts, LGBT pride flag. This is from LifeSite News, sent in by Galen. And, you know, this is just working it on up some more. But, you know, people push back from the other angle. You know, you start, you push people and you get away with it for a while. People will try to avoid confrontation. But after a while, when it becomes clear that confrontation is what you're going to have if you're going to, you know, maintain any stability in your thoughts, well, then people start pushing back. Students and parents of Auburn High School in Alabama are asking for the removal of a gay pride flag hung in one of the classrooms by a teacher, ironically applying the argument used to take down Confederate battle flags and statues of Civil War figures from government buildings, college campuses, and other public venues. And this fag flag is not like our Civil War monuments. It's not a part of our history. It's something, it's modern-day international communism that they're trying to cram down our throats. The pride flag in the teacher's classroom creates a hostile and provocative learning environment for students not comfortable to openly support the LGBTQ. I mean, they're pretty soon going to have the whole goddamn alphabet with these freaks. Plus community in a public school where students come from diverse political and religious backgrounds, according to a change.org petition filed by Andrew Monk of Auburn. The petition had nearly 3,600 signatures by press time with an initial goal of 5,000. The teacher is identified in the petition as Mrs. Yeager. The Auburn High School website lists Justin Yeager as a mathematics teacher and Donna Yeager teaching social studies. The petition further states it is unprofessional and distracting for a teacher to be so openly displaying their political views in an unbiased and socially neutral public setting. It stipulates that signers don't take issue with the teacher's support of the LGBTQABCDT community. However, it states we do feel it creates a less than ideal learning environment when a teacher subjects their students to their personal political views in a public school system. The petition re-emphasized how it can create a hostile and uncomfortable learning environment for students who come from families that do not support the LGBTQ community. The teacher's expression of such a polarizing view is a detriment to the overall learning environment of the class, it said, because it alienates students with opposing political viewpoints, and boy, isn't that what it's designed to do. And it also drives a wedge between students with differing viewpoints, and man, the way the communism has infiltrated into this public fool system, it all should just be abolished and removed. The petitioners also raised the point that were a teacher to display a Confederate, Christian, or heterosexual flag in their classroom, there likely would be protests, pushback from teachers. And this is what I'm talking about, you know, with the last article. If this was, if you started shutting down queer sites, oh, please. I mean, that you would be on the mainstream media. This, not, you know, that last article, I think I've seen Tucker Carlson is the only one in the mainstream that has covered it to any degree whatsoever. But, I mean, this should, I mean, you're talking about, you know, they're going after the first article now. And I mean, to just completely remove it under the guise of, you can't offend nobody. Well, they're going to find that a bullet through the head is more offensive than a word in the final equation. Oh, man. Auburn High School Principal Shannon Pignato presented the petition as of a week ago last Friday, said Auburn City Schools Superintendent Karen Delano. In a report from WRBL.com, Delano said Pignato was aware of it and that the situation was being handled internally. I mean, the communists, their little committees, I mean, forget about any kind of law that involves all the people. Delano acknowledged in a statement that societal issues were making their way to the school system's campuses. And given that so many today are addressing their objections through violence, which is what, I mean, that's what it finally has to come down to, and hate, it is my sincere desire to assist our students in learning to address their opinions and their values in a calm, respectful manner. Bite me, communists. Anyway, like I said, you know, it's at some point, I mean, People will start pushing back, and you'll see a counter movement. But the whole thing here is your counter movement will be the trumpets. You know, you will either the choice between international communism or national socialism. That will be your choice. And they're not even going to talk about the true history of this country, which is the Bill of Rights and the common law, the people's right to be free and govern themselves. Trump pushes tax overhaul, says it's badly needed, in quotation marks, from mail.com, sent in by Sunfire. And when we start talking about the tax thing, we understand it. We understand it very well, Mr. Trump. We know that the international corporations based in the United States have made record profits since they committed derivatives fraud back in 2008. And, pretty much broke our country at the same time NAFTA was being enacted to tear down our industry and move it over to slave nations. And Donald Trump here, you know, with a wink and a nod, he's going, now this is a promise he's going to keep. I mean, this is why he was really put there. I mean, there's still some of the assets of this country are actually going to some of the people. We're getting a few scraps off the table, but those scraps, you know, you put them together, you can make a nice shiny gold coin to go way at the top of that big mountain of gold coins. And Donald wants it for the people he really represents, the people he was talking to when he looked out there and says, you that have been forgotten, you millionaires and billionaires that have been forgotten, that you haven't been able to steal 110% of the wealth, and you've only been able to steal 95% of the wealth. We're going to fix that for you. Wow, and it's in the Constitution that it all belongs to you. President Donald Trump will kick off his lobbying effort for a tax overhaul at an event with a Midwestern manufacturing backdrop and some economic tough talk. The one thing missing, question mark, a detailed proposal. Instead, in Springfield, Missouri, Wednesday, Trump will give remarks. The White House said will focus on his vision for spurring job creation. And this has always been it, isn't it? I mean, just you got to let the billionaires become zillionaires, and then maybe they'll trickle on you. Maybe some of it will fall down on you. Maybe some scraps will fall off the table for you who own the goddamn country and all the resources. For spurring job creation and economic growth by cutting rates and revising the tax code. Details will come later, officials said, when lawmakers work them out. When, with no major legislative wins, the stakes are high for the White House and the GOP leaders. And, I mean, this is really what you idiots went out there and voted for. You voted for them to have more and you to have less. And don't come back with the Hillary thing. I would rather had Hillary. We could have had a war by now. We could be doing something about this. Who face mounting pressure to get points on the board before next year's midterm elections. And I'm sure, you know, they're going to harp this as the way he got taxes through for, and the millionaires are becoming zillionaires. And it's just one. Look at the economy. Look at the stock market. It's wonderful. Oh, don't look at those 100 million people swept under the rug that have been removed from the equation. You know, the Americans who built this goddamn country. Complicating matters, the tax push comes amid an intense September workload that requires Congress to act by month's end to fund the government and raise the debt limit, as well as pass and see the debt limit. This is what people got to realize about this tax shit. Now, they want to cut taxes for the filthy rich is what they want to do. But they're not going to cut services. They're not going to the unfunded liabilities into the future are going to be paid for. And how are they going to do that? I mean, if they stop taking, if they cut the corporate tax rate down to 15% from 35%, what's going to make up that revenue for these unfunded liabilities into the future? Well, I'll tell you people, in case you didn't know, they will borrow that money in the name of your great-great-great-grandchildren because they've done borrowed your great-great-great-grandchildren into goddamn servitude. And they will just keep borrowing the money in our name. And when we go to pay it back, you see, because we represent the biggest mass, we are the ones that have to pay the 95% while they're taking. I mean, it's kind of complicated, but it's not. Because there's only a handful of them, and they're going to pay the same amount that we do, only they're going to get the big tax break, so it's all going to come, we're going to pay for it. They're not going to, this government is not going to shrink one teeny iota. They have no intent. In fact, they, like Trump said, a bigger, bigger, stronger, more powerful international government. We're going to have a bigger military, bigger, 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 ching, 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 and who's going to pay for it? Well, it's going to be paid for through loans in our names and our children and grandchildren, great-great-grandchildren. And then as they come in to, you know, collect on their loans, that will be our real property being taken from us. When we could have the best of everything, if we just had our resources handed over, they were never supposed to take everything, people. They were supposed to run this little tiny limited government on tariffs. Period. Just tariffs. That's how small this government is supposed to be. And even the tariffs that they could take in, I mean, it would be something you'd have to watch to keep the government from getting too big with just that. But it is so grossly just out of proportion. It's an abomination of any thought of freedom and liberty that could exist with such a monster in the same room with it. After failing to deliver on 7 years of promises to replace Obama health care, and they never was no intent. The whole goddamn thing's an act. Do you think that they were really, it's like this. The billions and billions in profits that the insurance companies are making is not going to your health care. It's going into the pockets of parasites, middlemen. They couldn't put a Band-Aid on you. They wouldn't know how. If we had the billions that are going in profits to insurance companies and it was actually going towards healthcare, not that you can have this socialism, but how about those billions just being in the people's pockets? You could buy the best healthcare on a free open market. I mean, like I said, if we had everything that's been stolen from us in the last 50 years or 100 years, hell, let's go from the beginning of the Federal Reserve when the theft really started, right up to the bankruptcy of 1933 where we became corporate property. If we had it all, people, I mean, healthcare, nobody be in this country be worried about healthcare. How much you want? I want the best. I mean, you would have the best of everything because you're goddamn, you're living in the most, the wealthiest, the most goddamn, resources. It all belongs to you. It's the wealthiest planet, wealthiest country on planet Earth, and it belongs to you. If this is how much they're stealing. They're stealing to the point to where you can't afford to go to the goddamn doctor. And it's your money, but there's billions. How come I can't afford to go to the doctor when I see these insurance companies who don't provide health care getting, trillions of dollars in health care monies? Because we're taking your money and we're going to manage it for you because you're just some dumb people. You're like them Indians. That's just how we did the Indians when the first invasion of this country, the first takeover, the first recolonization. And it was a recolonization. It wasn't a colonization because there was already people here. Those Indians, God, look at the mass wealth that they owned when they came here. I mean, the trees, the gold, the iron, I mean, the copper, everything you could imagine here. Look at how wealthy those people were. And the way they got their foot in the door, you know, when they finally took over and the Indians were made subjugated, was we got to manage. It's just too much wealth. They're too ignorant to manage it for themselves. So we're going to manage it for them. And we're going to set up trusts. And we're going to steal 99 cents out of every dollar. We'll give them a dollar to live on. And that dollar will go through a contractor and he'll steal 95 cents of that. It is so blatant and on its face. I mean, it's tax cuts. I mean, how in the hell can you give the people who have been making record profits since they put this country in a state of bankruptcy through international fraud, and like I said, still made record profits right up today, every quarter, record profits. But God damn it, they need more people. And that more has got to come from you and I, who have seen our people put into the streets, have seen our people go into tent cities, little children living in tent cities, have seen people lose everything, people with college educations, people that were, you know, tops in their fields, put out on the goddamn streets. So that these frickin' thieves, I mean, they've already got enough. They couldn't spend it in 1,000 generations, but they want enough so they can't spend it in 10,000 generations. They want it all. And they want you exterminated because you're eating up the goddamn resources. And it all, it's mine. The sickness of greed. Fake Homeland Security and immigration agents are ordering Houston residents to evacuate in a bid to rob their houses, report warns. There's a surprise. You know, when they start talking about guns, the people that guns, maybe it's time like Katrina, maybe it's time that National Guard gets out there and starts confiscating guns. And I mean, new authorities are going to have to be developed here, people, because we've never had a disaster like this before. We've got to give the government new authorities to protect us from one another. And we got to take your gun away from you to protect you from, well, that guy who's got a gun who's going to come rob you. And he doesn't care about laws and regulations or anything. Like, he's just coming for your shit. And you got to put down your gun so that you can be defended, so you can be safer. Don't you understand? This is from Daily Mail. It was sent in by Mark Schumacher for a discussion. I'm from the trenches, worldreport.com. People are impersonating Homeland Security special agents and telling residents to evacuate in order to ransack their homes in a sinister twist to Tropical Storm Harvey that has left at least 18 people dead. An overnight curfew has been imposed. And we see, this is why we got to have a curfew now. And we got to start implementing more martial law. We're gonna hone our techniques, because one day there's gonna be martial law with no flood, like there was in Boston. Remember, just one fellow on the loose, a felon was on the loose, somebody, a dangerous man was on the loose, and the whole goddamn city was locked down. They were going through people's houses without warrant. Look, just come in, just step in. I'm going in and look through your shit. There's a dangerous guy on the loose, and I gotta protect you from him by removing all your goddamn rights. Oh, what a tangled web we weave. City officials announced a midnight to 5 a.m. clampdown after police arrested a crew of armed robbers who were probably put in place. I mean, these are probably working just like for George Soros, you know. They put together a little crew here, and a little acting crew, so that we can invoke some authority, who were hijacking vehicles and reports of thefts from some of the thousands of homes that lay partially underwater and abandoned by fleeing residents. They warned people to ask anyone knocking on their door for official badges and credentials with their names and organizations. You cannot drive nor be in any public place. We have had problems with armed robberies, with people with guns and firearms. Guns and firearms, said Houston Police Chief Art Acevedo. He said the Houston Police Department was going to have to stop assisting in search and rescue missions to focus on going after criminals and keeping the good people of Houston safe. Drowned or be robbed, I mean, this or that. The police chief said, this is the state of Texas. We are a welcoming city. But we are not going to tolerate people victimizing, especially committing armed robberies in our community. We're going to catch you. And I promise you this, we are going to push hard. I've talked to the district attorney to seek the fullest prosecution possible available for any crime that is committed. An Apple store in Houston had its door blasted open with a gun before it was looted, according to reports. Prosecutors issued a statement promising that looters would face tougher penalties under Texas law for committing burglaries during a crisis. People displaced people displaced or harmed in this storm are not going to be easy prey, said Harris County District Attorney Kim Ogg. Anyone who tries to take advantage of this storm and break into homes or businesses should know they are going to feel the full weight of the law, she added. Offenders will be processed around the clock without delay. Mayor of Houston Sylvester Turner said, just like we can rescue you, we can also arrest you. Obey the curfew. Don't engage in looting. Now, I can see, you know, the answer to looting would absolutely be a curfew. I mean, a blanket curfew for everybody. I mean, don't go out and hunt the son of a bitches that are doing it. I mean, everybody. I mean, this is just, you know, another plug-in of authority. Another attempt, at grasping power. They will make new procedures. We'll hear about the outrages later on down the road, you know, just like with Katrina, where they're coming in and taking people's guns. And you'll find out some of them people doing the looting, well, they were wearing uniforms. They tell you. Yeah, go ahead.
They're going to, this same mayor, this idiot mayor, this piece of garbage is also saying he is going to continue to let illegal aliens into Texas. And if anyone who's in the Houston right now that needs help, and if they're illegal aliens, he's not going to deport them.
Yeah, I had that article. That was an excellent one of the ones I had up here today. And, yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, I'll tell you, when the rebuild starts, because, man, I'm telling you, it's ching-ching. Today they were, pushing how great all the corporations are so wonderful. They've helped. Oh, man, the corporations and the movie stars, all of the elite, and Joel, what's his name? Joel, I can't think of his last name.
Goldstein.
Yeah, they had him up on the, he was up there. Oh, this just ain't that way. We're just loving. Can you give a little? I can say it's just pathetic and it's sickening. We're at the top of the hour. Go ahead, Charlie.
Wait till they turn his church into a superdome. And also, give that Houston mayor a little slack. I mean, he's 100 times better than the one before him.
Well, I'll give you that. He is 100 times better than the one before him, but that's 100 times better than nothing. And that being said, we are at the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, it's time to break free with David Rock, coming up right behind us on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. And that is The Word from the Trenches.